And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 5th of May, 2017. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, commemorating the Mexican victory over the French in the Battle of Puebla, 1862, 8,000 well-armed French troops were routed by 4,000 ill-equipped Mexican soldiers. Not a crucial battle, but a symbol of Mexican pride, a celebration of Mexican culture in this country, and adopted by many Americans, regardless of their heritage, as St. Patrick's Day has been, or Oktoberfest, and heavily promoted by beer companies. It's the birthday of Søren Kierkegaard, born in Copenhagen, 1813, son of a wealthy wool merchant who left his son enough money to be financially independent for the rest of his life. Kierkegaard, who rarely left Copenhagen but enjoyed walking around the city, chatting with people he met, including people of the servant or working class who wealthy people ordinarily would ignore. And he wrote philosophy. It was Kierkegaard who gave us the idea of subjectivity, the idea that we all perceive the world differently, and the leap of faith, the idea that faith is not possible without doubt, that one must doubt the existence of God to have faith in the existence of God. He published books at his own expense, including Either Or, Works of Love, and The Sickness Unto Death. It's the birthday of the crusading journalist Nellie Bly, born Elizabeth Jane Cochran in Armstrong County, Pennsylvania, 1864. Nellie Bly was her pen name. She wrote exposés of working conditions in factories and sweatshops, sometimes working there undercover. She wrote in Pittsburgh and then at Joseph Pulitzer's New York World, where she posed as a mentally ill person. She convinced doctors that she was mentally ill and so was committed to the notorious Blackwell's Island Women's Lunatic Asylum and lived there for 10 days and wrote all about it. It's the birthday of the man who said, "No man is lonely while eating spaghetti," Christopher Morley, born Haverford, Pennsylvania, 1890. Prolific author, wrote 100 books, including novels like Parnassus on Wheels and Kitty Foyle, a sentimental bestseller in 1939 about an Irish-American office girl. Christopher Morley said, "You can blow up a man with gunpowder in half a second, while it may take 20 years to blow him up with a book, but the gunpowder destroys itself along with its victim, while a book can keep on exploding for centuries." Here's a poem for today by Robert Browning, entitled Now. Out of your whole life, give but a moment. All of your life that has gone before, all to come after it, so you ignore, so you make perfect the present, condense in a rapture of rage for perfection's endowment, thought and feeling and soul and sense merged in a moment, which gives me at last you around me for once, you beneath me, above me, me sure that despite of time, future time past, this tick of our lifetime's one moment, you love me. How long such suspension may linger? Ah, sweet, the moment eternal, just that and no more, when ecstasy's utmost we clutch at the core, while cheeks burn, arms open, eyes shut, and lips meet. Robert Browning's poem, Now. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowners' reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.